In some states, voters are already casting their ballots in the fall's election. As many as 1 in 4 voters is expected to vote before Election Day this year, using absentee ballots or early voting sites in their communities. For some, that raises concerns about a possible increase in fraud and voter manipulation. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Voting began yesterday in Iowa, and Democratic vice presidential candidate John Edwards addressed several thousand supporters at a rally in Cedar Rapids. But some of the real campaign work was going on down in the crowd.
You want to request an absentee ballot? We got request forms right here.
Josiah Frickton and other volunteers urged those present to take advantage of Iowa's no-excuse absentee balloting rules and to cast their votes as soon as possible.
Helps the campaign out, you know. Very easy to do. We'll stop calling you if you vote early.
24 states this year, more than ever before, allow no-excuse absentee ballots. The other states allow voters to cast an absentee ballot for a reason, such as being away on business. For campaigns, early voting is a way to lock in solid support, so on Election Day they can concentrate on those harder-to-get swing votes and stragglers. Last week, the Bush-Cheney campaign sent an email from President Bush to supporters all across the country with the subject line, "Vote Now." But it's not just the campaigns taking advantage of early voting. Greg Casey is president of BIPAC, the Business Industry Political Action Committee.
People are busy. They have kids in soccer. They have early jobs. There's lots of things. This is a society that wants to vote early.
So BIPAC, which wants more pro-business candidates in office, has set up an aggressive campaign getting companies to urge their workers to vote as soon as they can. Casey says business has had a hard time in the past competing with labor's ambitious get-out-the-vote efforts on Election Day.
We think we can perfect sort of the early get-out routine by continuing to motivate and discuss this with our employees. You know, starting last week, messages from employers to their employees saying, you know, you can now vote early. Go vote.
The result of all this activity is that election offices around the country have been inundated with mail. In Arlington County, Virginia, election workers slice open dozens of envelopes containing absentee ballot request forms. General Registrar Linda Lindberg says her office is getting about 100 applications a day, a huge increase over 4 years ago.
With more publicity about absentee voting as being an option, people are saying, oh, gee, I never thought of that. How great of you to offer that service to us.
Voter activity has been so great this year, says Lindberg. She's had to hire 4 extra workers to handle the load. In the hotly contested state of Pennsylvania, the volume of absentee requests has also been huge. In fact, a mailing to 1 million Pennsylvanians this summer by the Bush-Cheney campaign encouraged several hundred Luzerne County voters to send their application forms in too early. So Elections Director Leonard Piazza sent them back.
Potentially someone could have come in and challenged those after the fact, should Pennsylvania be close, and allege that we took these outside of the parameters of the election law, and therefore all of these votes should be cast aside.
In fact, Piazza has other concerns about absentee voting. He notes that on Election Day, there are officials posted at polling sites to make sure voters aren't pressured by political operatives.
Now, when you get into the absentee process, that's a little bit different. There's no judge of election at the voter's house, when they receive their absentee ballot to vote.
And indeed, many states will even give political parties lists of all those who've requested absentee ballots and whether or not they've sent them in. Those voters who haven't can expect it to be flooded with calls. In a handful of states, political operatives are even allowed to collect completed ballots and turn them in for the voter.
And if a Democrat collects 25 votes for the Democrats and 11 votes for the Republicans, he might just forget to put the 11 votes for the Republicans in the ballot box.
That's Curtis Gans, director of the Committee for the Study of the American Electorate. Gans is decidedly not in favor of no-excuse absentee ballots. Although he thinks the potential for fraud is limited, he says the potential for uninformed voting is great.
We're going to have a few million people this year who will have voted before the first debate. Not even before the second or third or fourth debate, but before the first. If we have, let us say, a terrorist attack 3 days before the election, there may be as many as 20 million people who will have already voted and not have that information.
And he says for all those who think that early voting increases turnout, his studies show just the opposite. Still, supporters of early voting say it's here to stay and that the evidence is in voters' eagerness this year to take advantage of the option. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.